Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyler. How may I help you?
Yes. Somebody tried to charge my bank account $69.97, something called Swift Enhance, and I did not sign up for anything.
Okay, may I get your zip code so I can pull that account up?
75482.
Okay, you said that's 75482?
Yeah.
Okay, 75482. Then can I get your first and last name?
Barbara Mills.
Okay, Miss Mills, can you confirm that address for me?
828 Cranford Street, Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It does seem as you may have been delivered the Vibe watch, which is a smart watch that tracks, you know, heart rate and sleep and things of that nature.
No, I would never have asked for a watch.
Okay.
And by the way, they did not pay for it. They said no. And so if I set it for some kind of monthly thing, I won't stop it.
Right. Well, no, ma'am, it's not a monthly thing, but I do have to just make sure that you did not, so you're saying you do not remember purchasing that Vibe watch, and it was delivered to your address on the February 9th. It's a watch that tracks heart rate and sleep and things of that nature?
No.
Okay, so now I'm just making sure you know if there's anyone maybe that in your household that could have made that purchase.
I'm alone.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
okay.
A widow.
Right, okay. I'm just asking this because, you know, we do have a fraud department. So if you have no regulation of making that purchase, then I will need to transfer you over to the fraud department so they can better assist you. Okay?
I did have a $5.97 charge from y'all.
Yes,
and I thought I was just paying shipping charges.
Okay, that's what it was, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We did charge you the $5.97. Now, that was shipping charges, but that was also you whenever you checked out. In the terms and conditions, it did state that was a two-week trial period for you to try out that watch.
Did not understand that. I thought it was something like CBD. Now, they send you a trial thing.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm just trying to explain to you why they may have tried, why they tried to charge you. That it was a 14-day trial. So on the 15th day, if you didn't give us a call and cancel out the watch, then they did go ahead and bill the $69.97.
I didn't know anything about a watch.
Right. Now, I do understand that. Well, no, ma'am. It wasn't CBD, but the $5.97 was for a watch. This company doesn't sell CBD, so I'm not exactly sure how you may have came across it and may have think it was CBD.
I had to switch phone types, and every time I do that, people start trying to lure me in to trying something, even though I've said no to it before, and I just don't know what it is half the time.
Right. Now, I can, if you would like to, I can offer you a 35% discount off of that watch. So, you know, that
$69.97. I don't have a watch.
Well, yes, ma'am.
I don't have a watch.
Yes, ma'am. It was delivered to your address.
Well, I didn't get it.
Okay. I'm not sure if that may be the post office's ordeal.
Well, people.
Well, I mean, I can't reach it.
I didn't pay it. You can't refund it, but I didn't pay.
I wasn't offering to refund it. I was just offering to a 35% discount because they will keep trying to bill the $69.97, so I was going to offer it at a discounted rate so they won't keep trying to bill.
Tell them not to do it again. If I have to go get a new debit card, I will. Just tell them no. I'm not going to go for it.
Okay, I mean, I can do it at a 50% discount, ma'am.
No, I don't have anything.
So you meant, I was saying I'll reship the watch out.
Well, I didn't get a watch. I was supposed to get here.
That's why I said I'll reship it out for you.
No, don't send another one. I didn't want the first one. And I didn't get it. I thought it was something else.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Alrighty. I mean, like I said, it's really hard. I mean, it's really difficult for me right now just because it does state, USPS did state that they delivered it to you. So that's why I'm
well,
offering to reship it out for you.
Well, if they put it on my porch, it could have gone the way of my heaters that last week. They disappeared too.
Right. Okay. I can give me one moment and I can work on getting that canceled out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Miss Mills, that account has been canceled out for you, okay? So they will not keep trying to bill you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
All right, but I don't know what it is.
Ma'am? Can you repeat that for me?
I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, you're fine. I understand. So, like I said, it's all canceled out, so you're all good to go, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.